Here's a thought I'll title, All Dressed Up and Ready to Dance. Here on the first day of my two-month travel adventure, I had a chance to stop by the Fenimore Museum in Cooperstown, New York, for a second look at the Peter Fetterman show I talked about last week, The Power of Photography. There were a couple that surprised me and that I had never seen before, and I wanted to see them again. But there was something about the show as a whole that I couldn't quite put my finger on that was pretty magical. Was it the 120 images by 120 different photographers? That's not that unusual. Was it the text that accompanied each image? That was really terrific. That's why I bought the book. But there was something else, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it. I sat in front of Brett Weston's Holland Canal for about 30 minutes, and then it dawned on me. It wasn't the stunning print. I've seen it before, and it didn't look this good. It wasn't familiarity. I've seen this image 1,000 times because it's in every book that Brett Weston ever did, it seems like. So what was it? And then it dawned on me. It was the context of the show. This was an expertly done exhibition. Beautiful frames, beautiful mat boards, perfect lighting. Well, almost perfect. It was a little bit dark for my taste, but I understand why. When it comes to preservation issues, etc., it was the formality of the exhibition that put each print in the context of not only the other prints that were there, but in the context of the show as a whole. It was beautifully dressed up. This was not a haphazard collection of images thrown on the wall. The sequencing was spectacular. Essentially, the gallery had been divided into what could loosely be called rooms, roughly a half a dozen different groupings in the 120 images. And within each group, the images complemented one another. And they created an atmosphere for that small group that was very formal, very appropriate. In short, the exhibition just had a feeling of being very official, very upscale, very beautifully done. The thought that kept running through my mind over and over again is this is the photographic equivalent of James Bond in a tuxedo. Every print was gorgeous. Every presentation was gorgeous. Every bit of the text was gorgeous. And that explained some of the reaction I had to a dozen or two of the images. I couldn't help but look at them and say, you know, everybody's got that shot. I've published that kind of image from a dozen different photographers in Lenswork over the years. I have probably two or three versions of that shot myself. Why does this one look so good? And it had to do with the context in which it was seen. My prints come out of the inkjet printer, and they're just a piece of paper. But somehow, when you take that piece of paper and you put it in a gorgeous 4-ply or 8-ply mat in a beautiful frame under gallery lighting, and it just looks better because it's dressed up, because it's treated with the formality and respect that elevates each individual image. In a flight of fancy, I thought, well, what if my image were hanging on the wall in this exhibition of famous photographers? And I realized, of course, that all of my prints would fail unless I dressed them up in the 8-ply mat board and the gorgeous black frame. Then maybe a few of my images might do well. A few. And I found myself slightly uncomfortable with that conclusion. Should it be that the presentation and context of an image elevates it? Or should the image stand on its own, not needing the tuxedo? But then I thought, how would I respond to James Bond in sweatpants and flip-flops? Maybe context and presentation are worth all the time and effort we put into it, for the simple fact that it undeniably elevates the work and gives it the respect that great photography deserves.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.